On Sunday, February 26th, two demonstrations took place in the Times Square area. One protesting the payment of alimony by husbands was held by the Committee for Fair Divorce and Alimony Laws. A counter-demonstration by the National Organization for Women supported the concept of alimony and demanded better enforcement of court orders for child support. What's this committee?
Committee for Fair Divorce and Alimony Laws.
And I understand you were chosen Miss Alimony of 1973. You're Mrs. Arlene Sider.
That's right.
How come you were chosen?
Well, because I don't believe in alimony. As a matter of fact, 8 years ago when I went for my divorce, the judge asked me what I wanted, and I just asked for support of my children, waiving all alimony rights. I don't feel that a woman young enough should collect alimony money. They should go out and work. I had two very small children. They were 2 and 3 years old. I got someone to watch them, and I went out to work. I had two jobs. I mean, if I make a mistake and he makes a mistake, he doesn't have to pay for the rest of his life. Responsibility of paying for children is something else.
Okay, but you had two jobs. How many jobs did he have while you were also fully responsible for taking care of the kids?
One job. Actually, one job. And then he said he didn't make too much money. And I had trouble collecting child support. But you can't deal with someone that says, oh, I felt he has a sick mind. That was the reason for the divorce. So you don't, you know, harass anyone like that. You go out and you make your living. It wasn't until many years later that he started coming around and making money, and then he started giving me child support. Still then, I don't feel alimony is right.
What about taking care of the kids? Did he take them on weekends or vacations?
No, he never took them any place. He never paid for them. He never took them any place until the last few years when he started making money. Then he started coming across with a couple hundred dollars for their clothes, little things like that, which helps.
The CFDAL pickets number about 14, including a couple of kids. The majority of them seem to be male. On the other side of the street are the NOW pickets, the majority of whom are female. In fact, I don't see any men at the moment. I think there are one or two, yes. And there are about 30 women out here.
Child support, not welfare! Child support, not welfare! Child support, not welfare!
Now, what's your name?
Pat Fogarty McQuillan. We're out here countering the demonstration to stop alimony for women. We think this is a terrible insult to the millions of women and children in this country that are on that are separated or divorced. The reason that we are so adamant in favor of alimony is that it represents back pay for women in many respects, and also because the sexism in the courts makes the awards for support for children and women so low that alimony is an absolute necessity to supplement the support awards for child support awards.
And anyway, you can't even collect it most of the time. Every time you really need money, you try to get a court hearing and you go in there and then they put you on a schedule 18 months from now.
The enforcement problem is the biggest problem in this country, across the nation, in every one of the 50 states. The judges do not take the time to enforce. The Supreme Court really does not have the machinery for enforcement of court orders. Only 38% of all court orders, according to a study that was done by some NOW people, only 38% of all court orders for support and alimony are enforced the first year. And that percentage goes down to about 19% at the end of 10 years.
A CFDAL picket disagreed with those statistics.
My name is Stanley Mallets.
And are you divorced?
Yes, I am.
Ever pay alimony?
Yes, I did.
At present?
No, I'm not.
What about what the people from NOW are saying, which is that in the majority of the cases, husbands skip out not only on alimony but also on child support payments within the first 5 years, and that there isn't any enforcement of such payments?
There is enforcement under the present statutes in New York State, and I take I disagree with the facts they throw out, because I don't know if it's true or not. It's just facts that they've developed and we're not aware of it, but I don't think it's so.
Has your group been assembling any facts or statistics about how many men are put in alimony jail, how many pay support, and so on?
Well, we do have a group, a nonprofit group called the Institute for Study of Marriage, which is now being developed. It's a nonprofit organization, which we plan to get noted people in their specialized fields to collect data so that we can utilize it as some sort of a basis, making studies or doing research work. But this is now in the progress of being developed, and hopefully within a year or so, we will be able to form a staff or advisory service that can give us all this information. Based on the research and the professional treatment of these facts, I think we'll be more enlightened in this area. It may be beneficial to the NOW group, but it may be beneficial to us, but this is something we don't know at the present. But we are making a deep research. We've got approval from the IRS. We got approval from the New York State Board of Education and through all the agencies.
I checked with the NOW group about the source of their statistics.
Advisory Council on Women, status of the Advisory Council on Women in Washington, D.C., Department of Labor Building.
There are more statistics that I have. There have been studies done by the RAND Corporation that show that prosperous men are forcing their children onto the welfare rolls by failing to provide them with the necessities of life. And the study done to a company last year is HR1 showed that often that the area of child support enforcement is an area of jurisprudence about which this country cannot be proud. Often tickets, you know, are enforced much easier, and child support orders pile up year after year and just are not enforced. And the HR1 and the RAND Corporation cite the attitudes of judges and lawyers as prime people who are responsible for the situation.
That's what recent we mean by sexism in the courts.
Recent HEW figure claims that there are, and this is true, there are 175,000 families in New York State on welfare due to marital breakup and non-support. And at the rate of 2.9 children per family, that would mean almost 500,000 children on welfare in New York State due to marital breakup and non-support.
Mrs. Harriet Gross, the president of the Committee for Fair Divorce and Alimony Laws.
Were you married?
Yes, I was. I'm divorced now. As a matter of fact, I was married twice.
Divorced both times?
No, my first husband died.
And have you ever received alimony?
No, never have.
How did you come to get into this organization?
Well, we got here about 8 years ago. My second husband was a formerly married man with a first family, and we found ourselves in rather difficult problems with the alimony. And we found the group and been here.
The financial burden of the alimony, child support and alimony are two different things. CFDAL feels it's criminal not to keep up with child support.
Right. The CFDAL have any proposals as to how child support laws should be better enforced? According to NOW, they're not very well enforced at the present time.
Well, as far as we're concerned, they're very well enforced. If a man is negligent as far as child support is concerned, the wife is free to go to court and get a warrant, and he's summoned to court, and if he doesn't pay, he goes to Rikers Island.
Well, supposing he's not in the state or skips out, according to the NOW group, they cite statistics which they feel indicate that more than 50% of child support orders are voided after the first 5 years, not by the courts, but by the man refusing to pay, leaving the state, you know, just skipping town.
Well, that's up to the individual. You will find that a man who doesn't want to do this will skip out before 5 years. He'll just go. Most men don't. Our group, which has a 2,000 membership, our men pay child support. They see their children. As a matter of fact, the big complaint there is the fact that in many instances their wives refuse them visitation rights. But even though he isn't allowed to see his children, he must maintain his child support payments.
When I was younger, I used to work for the welfare department and saw, you know, hundreds of cases at any rate during the years that I worked there, of men who skipped out, you know.
Well, the as far as paying out, the very rich man the very affluent man has no problem. This is a tax deduction, whatever. It's the guy who's caught in the middle who's the one who really feels it, because the one who really can't afford it at all, as you say, will skip. As a matter of fact, there are plenty of people on the welfare rolls today who are living with their husbands, but this is the only way they can get welfare, is by saying that they were abandoned.
The Now group disagreed with this theory.
I don't think that is true for one moment. There may be a small, tiny fraction, but who has the figures? Nobody has the figures. The courts themselves don't have the figures. Neither does the welfare department. Also, as far as children and mothers being on welfare, it is an absolute necessity in this day and age because of the sexism of the judges, the lawyers. Women can't get legal representation in the courts. Because of the outrageously high-priced lawyers?
According to a lawyer friend of mine who is involved with marital cases, if a woman goes to retain a lawyer in a divorce case, or she's contemplating divorce, she usually has to get a rather large retainer fee, which is not available if it's her husband's money. Do you have any statistics on that? She seems to feel it's fairly prevalent.
Well, we don't have statistics yet, and National Now has asked for a federal statistic on this particular matter and on enforcement and child support. Now, we do know that a woman is asked a high retainer, and one of the difficulties that our women have is they fall in the middle class category. Therefore, they're not poor enough for legal aid, and they're not rich enough for a very expensive lawyer. And these are the women in the middle class category who absolutely cannot retain a lawyer.
Any of the free legal services will say you get it from your husband because he has the money. In the meantime, you're a married woman and you're entitled to your necessaries, but you can't possibly get them, so that you're nowhere.
The RAND Corporation says that child support collection facilities have been closed to all except welfare cases. The district attorney's no longer informed in cases of failure to pay, except where welfare is involved. And the retainer fees are very, very high. No attorney will take a child support case unless the plaintiff has other sources of child support. The seller report is very, very large.
Because of the high retainer fees and the high cost of retaining an attorney, many lawyers, if a woman does manage to get an attorney, there are dirty deals that are made between her attorney and her husband's attorney. And she does not often find this out until everything is signed, sealed, and delivered long afterwards. And
recently, one of our women went through a case where her attorney was awarded from her husband $13,000, and she paid him $1,600. Now, if you're paying a lawyer $1,600, and you get $13,000 from your soon-to-be ex-husband, that lawyer is really not going to work for you. There could be collusion in a case like that, and this is exactly the problem that we face.
The two groups of demonstrators seem to distrust each other's motivations. Mrs. Gross of CFDAL.
I've noticed some of these posters say, free the men so they can marry again. I'm not exactly sure what that means. You would encourage men who, have children from former marriage to remarry?
Of course.
A woman from Now.
I'd like to mention also the women across the street want to get remarried. They are usually the ones who want to be second wives. What happens to the first wife and the children of the first marriage? Are they to be just pushed into the East River or pushed onto welfare?
Miss Alimony, 1973.
I've known divorced or widowed. It seems that when the men leave them, are very bitter and want to take everything out of them. When the woman leaves, she says, goodbye, good luck, I'll see you around, and really doesn't want any money. But they want to take everything out. Unfortunately, when the man comes around and meets another woman and has children, it's very hard paying for the first family and a second family. I'm not questioning the responsibility of child support. We're just claiming too much alimony. I mean, why should a woman sit home on her rump and collect money when the second wife is going out and helping him support these children, all of them? I mean, there's a tremendous responsibility to the second wife also.
Stan Mallett's on Why Women Want Alimony.
I also feel that very strongly. It's kind of a feeling that she really wants to be tied to this guy. I find in people I relate to who were in the same situation I was, it's not so much the money, but they always want to keep in contact. They always want to pressure the man when he, you know, when the situation financially gets very difficult. It's not the money. I think it's a more psychological, deeper thing than that.
I questioned the demonstrators about how the alimony and or child support laws should be enforced. Stan Mallets. What do you think should be done? Let's say a man refuses to pay child support. I'm not talking about alimony now, or alimony in the case where the wife is, for some reason, incapable of working or has very young kids.
There are means under the present statutes that a man's salary should be garnished. There are other means where I think that's... It surprises me that if you buy furniture and you don't pay it, they can garnish your salary, but if why don't they take the same approach? I think that's a more direct way of doing it.
I understand that if a man moves to another state, let's say he's under the law required to pay child support and or alimony in this state, and he moves to Nevada or something and works there, that the law can't touch him. Is that correct?
I don't believe so.
What would happen? Let's say... I remember I worked for the welfare department for a while, and we had lots of cases where men left women with children one way or another. And let's say they moved out to Jersey or somewhere else. Would it be up to, at the present time, it's up to the wife to find him, you know, wherever he may be.
Yes.
Do you think that some sort of national system of finding disappearing fathers should be instituted?
Well, I think there should be a national divorce law where that everyone is treated equal, every state is treated equal. I think that as far as child support, I strongly feel that the father should support the his children. I feel very strongly, and the committee feels very strongly about child support. The only area that we disagree in is alimony, and that's the crux of the matter here, is alimony. They don't realize that what happens when your man's put in jail is that he's fingerprinted, he's examined, he's put under a very difficult situation, and he's incarcerated with criminals, rapists, murderers, and for a man for a civil act should not be put under those kind of conditions. I think there should be a separate jail, a separate area, if he does go. But it's unbelievable what they will. They'll fingerprint you, they'll send it to the state intelligence agency, they'll send the fingerprints to the FBI, and this man is just, labeled for the rest of his life that he has a criminal record. In reality, he does not. This just jeopardizes the man's position.
The demonstrators from Now had a slightly different point of view.
It Now is for setting up an enforcement bureau that will handle all aspects of these cases, runaway husbands, deserting husbands, those that are hiding, those that refuse to work, all of these problems that women are faced with.
May I ask, in the case of runaway husbands, how do you propose to enforce it? Do you think a man should be sent to jail for, say, refusing to support his children?
He can't support you while he's in jail. Of course not. There has to be something else set up to ferret out what his finances are. And we're asking that this enforcement bureau do that.
One glaring error, or one glaring omission, I should say, in the domestic relations law is that the family court does not have the power to go in and garnish the wage immediately when the husband is in arrears for only 1 week. And 1 week with the husband being in arrears is disastrous to a woman and child. So we actually do badly need an enforcement bureau.
Well, it sounds to me like what you people and the people across the street are saying is sometimes fairly similar, because they are saying the same thing, no alimony jail and enforcement and garnishing of wages, but without the jail.
Well,
of course, they're also saying no alimony, which is another story.
Well, we know that the jail thing is just a smokescreen. We know that when judges do send somebody to jail, he goes to jail usually on weekends, and his sentence is probably for 10 days, and 10 days on weekends, so that he doesn't have to skip work or anything else.
All the women we encounter in our marriage and divorce committee, and all the women we come across nationally across the United States, we have never encountered one particular defaulting husband who has ever been sent to jail.
Yes, that alimony jail was never used at all. There was hardly ever a man in there. And if he was in there, it's because he was nasty to the judge, not for non-payment.
Yes, sir. Well, I don't know. Brooklyn Now has a slightly different feeling, I guess, towards alimony jail. The first thing that we do feel is that there should be a fine immediately. If somebody doesn't pay, the child support award for that week has to be fined, and it has to increase. And then we also feel that... if that doesn't work, then the wages should be garnished. And if that doesn't work, then jail would be a last resort, because it has worked. I have had my son's father in jail for one day. There was a $100 bail, and he owed me $300 in child support. The $100 was returned to me. It did not go to the court. It was a bail fee, and it came to me, and that is the only way in which I ever collected any child support in 10 years.
Most women do work and help support the child out of their own earnings, because the child support and alimony is insufficient.
Let me ask then, since this major difference between your group and their group, in terms of principles at least, seems to be on alimony, specifically what do you feel that alimony should be paying for? You know, under what circumstances should it be awarded, what amounts, and for what? Precisely.
The only exception that I can think of, possibly, if a 20-year-old young woman was married for 6 months and she's getting a divorce, she has no children, she hasn't given up her job, and she has a whole future ahead of her. That's about the only exception I can think of.
Alimony is necessary because we live in a society where there is not equal employment for women. And there are is not opportunities for women to work with children because there are no daycare centers. Now, until you correct unequal employment opportunities, until we do have equal employment, and until we do have daycare centers, then alimony is necessary.
Especially the older woman that is faced with age discrimination. She's been out of the labor market for a number of years. She's been boosting her husband's career. She is doing has been engaged for years in unpaid work in the home. When she goes out, especially if she's over the age of 35, alimony is absolutely necessary to get her on her feet, at least. And perhaps, if in case of illness or sickness, that alimony should continue for a long time.
Where a man has spent 10, 20, or 30 years at home taking care of the children and keeping the home, and not deprived his wife from getting out into the job market and making her own career, I would say she deserved no alimony, and he did. But the way matters are now, I feel that a woman is entitled to alimony.
At what rate? Now, okay, supposing I, a poor woman, marry a well-to-do man, and I'm married to him for a certain number of years. I stay at home, and I bear, say, two children. Am I entitled to, say, the same rate that he would be paying me? Well, the same standard of living under which I was living with him, you know, having been raised by marriage to a higher income bracket, a higher social class, or should there be a standard level for all women in this country?
Well, a woman is entitled to the same standard of living she had while married, especially if her husband's increases. Many affluent fathers are not supporting their children, not putting them through college, and that's a constant hassle. The children are entitled to the same standard of living they had while their father was in the home.
You also must remember that that particular woman who stayed home and has had children, she's been taken out of the job market for a period of 10 or 20 years. You take a salary of, let's take a salary of about $10,000 a year over a period of 10 or 20 years. We're talking about $100,000 and $200,000. That's a lot of money she's lost over a period of 10 or 20 years.
Okay. Do you think she should also be paid in, you know, a sort of a salary for doing housework?
Salary for housewives, absolutely.
Social Security?
Absolutely, Social Security. In fact, in New York State, a woman cannot get Social Security unless she's been married 20 years. And we have a lot of our women who have been married 19 and a half years, who are 40 years of age, and all of a sudden the husband takes off for two 20-year-olds, and they are not entitled to Social Security. And this inequity should be changed. They should be entitled to Social Security, and they shouldn't have to wait 20 years to get it or be divorced after 19 years of marriage and do without it.
Mrs. Harriet Gross again of CFDAL on the growth of her organization.
You say you've got about 2,000 members now?
That's correct.
About how many men to how many women?
Oh, I'd say maybe about 25-30% women.
And the rest men?
Yes.
And I gather your membership is growing.
Absolutely. I don't say this with glee. We don't want to see the divorce rate going up. As a matter of fact, I really think that you ought to make it a little bit more difficult to get married. It seems when a couple wants to get married, as long as they can prove that they don't have VD, there are no questions asked. But you know, when you have to go for a divorce, it's a different story.
Do you have any cases pending in court, you know, any litigation against the current alimony laws?
Yes, as a matter of fact, something is coming up tomorrow. There's a man on Rikers Island now. This is the Haddock case. As a matter of fact, his former wife is the one who contacted our group. It seems that he's been in jail for a rather long time. And this is all be coming out tomorrow and the rest of the week. So that should prove to be very interesting. As a matter of fact, this is being brought up in the federal courts now.
One of the now demonstrators.
What's your name?
Lisa Sharp.
Are you divorced?
No, I'm not. I'm not even married yet.
How old are you?
12.
Is your mother involved in this?
Yes.
She's divorced?
Yeah.
Do you get child support and alimony?
No, we don't. We're just fighting for it. That's why we're fighting for it.
Do you mind if I ask how your mother manages? Does she work?
Yeah, she works, but she was fired because she was too uppity, and they didn't like that.
She's black?
Yes.
Some of the bystanders.
You think the women here should get child support and alimony and stuff?
Of course I think so.
The group across the street says that lots of people are being forced into alimony jail, and this group says that that's a complete lie. I don't know. Have you ever met a guy who was in alimony jail?
No, I never did.
You want help for children, right?
Right.
I believe in help for children. How does a man make it on $150 in the city of New York? I'm a working man. I know the same thing.
Yeah.
I have two children, right? I make $150. I go home with $120. How do you make in a city? The working man here is dead today. He's kaput.
This man is a CFDAL representative.
They say to enforce the order. Now, who is going to benefit when the man is going to be in jail, receive 11 cents an hour?
But they say they're not in favor of alimony jail.
So what? How could you enforce if the men can't pay? Who's going to pay for it?
Well, they say that that wages should be garnished.
Well, the idea is this, that if the men can't pay, there is the only way to enforce to put into jail. That's the way what they want it. And
what?
If I will get 11 cents an hour, who is going to benefit being me in jail 11 cents an hour? The baby's not going to get anything, and they don't get anything.
What about the idea of garnishing wages?
All right, we are for child support, but we are not for alimony. The woman who gets alimony, she goes and fornicate with other men in order to receive the alimony. But for how long is she supposed to get
alimony?
Are
you against fornication?
I am for fornication, but in a regular way.
Alimony jail is used so extremely infrequently and only in cases where of willful refusal to support. And even in one case of a doctor making $200,000 a year who was not paying his ex-wife, although the children were in boarding schools, about $100 a week in minimal alimony. And it took 3 or 4 years before he spent one night in alimony jail.
Yeah, but the little guy go to jail. But the
small
guy
case is very different. There's a man by the name of Hoffman who spent 30 days in Rikers Island simply because he couldn't pay alimony. There's no question about lack of support. Everybody wants to support children. But this business of continuous alimony, despite the fact that a man is earning so little he can support it, that's nonsense.
What about child support? Do you think that all the kids who are on welfare are there because their fathers can't support them or why?
A lot of them ran away because of this economy. A lot of people are running away because of the economy. They're being forced to run away. You have to borrow money. If they ever cramp down how much money you've been trying to keep up with the families, you know how much money I own out? $3,000, almost $4,000. I got to buy food. Everything is on credit. I buy everything on credit. Your pay is not enough to buy shoes for the children in the city of New York today. And this is a bad part of the city.
So do you know anybody who's ever been in alimony jail?
I certainly do, yes.
See, I went in for 2 days, and I went back to my wife. I'm one of few people that went back. I gambled to try and make money. I got out of it. But this can happen. I'm not against. I believe. I went back.
And you stayed?
I stayed. Because of my family, for my kids. I'm arguing now the economy of the taxes is what's killing me. I give my children everything.
Are you in favor of garnishing men's wages to pay child support?
Yes.
Legislate responsible divorce law.
Legislate responsible divorce law.
Legislate responsible divorce law.
Tell them to go to hell.
Enforce child support. 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 Child support, not welfare. Child support, not welfare. Child support, not welfare. Child support, not welfare.
You're handing out phony money?
I'm handing out phony money because of the inadequacy of the alimony and child support that we ever get.
And you've just given me $10,000 in phony money?
Right. That's what the support orders mean. They're phony because they're unenforceable.
Well, it's a good thing I don't have any kids.
You're lucky and you're unlucky.
Some of the signs are rather interesting. One says, I did not conceive by the Holy Spirit. The demonstrators across the street have finally started chanting.
Maybe it should be written ecology.
The NOW group is handing out more phony money and getting ready to burn phony court orders in front of the press. Cameras here. Worthless support court orders.
When they are enforced, they're always too low. They are very inadequate, so we do now burn them for their worthlessness.
Right.
It's kind of hard to burn things in the wind here. I suppose it's another liberation trash basket. The court order is beginning to catch. It's catching now. Okay, it's being raised aloft now.
Down with worthless court orders! Down with worthless court orders! Down with worthless court orders! Down with worthless court orders!
What do we want?
Support enforcement! When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Support enforcement!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Support enforcement!
When do we want it? Now.
The papers in the trash barrel are catching. The whole thing is aflame.
Now. When do we want support enforcement? When do we want it? Now.
Those were two demonstrations, one by the Committee for Fair Divorce and Alimony Laws and one by the National Organization for Women. This is Martha Shelley.